University of Alaska Fairbanks Professor Douglas Dasher is a scientist with 30 years' experience researching radiation in Alaskan waters from nuclear tests. He says there are plenty of computer models that show contaminated waters from Fukushima will mix with clean Pacific Ocean waters and be at safe levels, but he says he can't show hunters or fishermen hard data backing that up.
And that's where we really come up short, is we can't give them assurances that, yeah, we are actually sampling, or can we point them towards anyone that's actively sampling, say, subsistence foods or, the wildlife. The U.S. Federal Drug Group, FDA administration, they are sampling commercial foods that come into the United States.
Dasher says he's working with the North Slope Borough to test wildlife in Arctic waters, and researchers out on the ocean on other projects are taking samples, but he says a much larger set of samples of the water and from salmon and marine mammals, for instance, is needed to prove the computer models correct or incorrect. He says that level of research depends on federal funding, and that hasn't been there.
That is a concern a lot that's been expressed, and the Pacific, some of the research groups have been expressing that too, and the frustration with that. And so people, the subsistence hunters or others that you talk to, are the same thing. They want to see actual numbers. They want to see some concrete data. You may disagree on the health levels and effects, but at least you can have concrete data out there. They ask the same question, and there's no real answer to that right now.
By email, a spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration stated NOAA is not actively involved in monitoring radiation related to Fukushima. EPA didn't respond in time for this broadcast, but on its website states it continuously monitors the nation's air and periodically tests precipitation, drinking water, and milk for radiation. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.